Whoa. Okay, I'm actually gonna do my job now.
Today is Friday, September 13th, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 3 p.m. I'm Editor-in-Chief Leona Norman. Today I'm here with Spinnaker's Managing Editor, Heidi Ortiz. Tell me about your top story of the week, Heidi.
My top story of the week is about the shortage of White Claws. So basically, the story is about how the Senior Vice President of Marketing of White Claws is saying that people are drinking White Claws way too fast, that like they can't keep up with the production of White Claws.
So this is Truly's time to shine.
Basically, and some people are saying Truly's is better than White Claws. So it's like a huge debate going on now. But some people are saying that it's actually not a national shortage. They're coming up with conspiracy theories and they're saying, oh, this is just a ploy, like a marketing ploy to get people to go out and hoard White Claws and buy a bunch of White Claws. So
how can we tell? We just kind of throw our hands up?
If you go on social media, some people are tweeting pictures of, you know, like the White Claw aisle, and they're like, oh, there's so many White Claws. And then there's some that are saying that, like, oh, we actually ran out of White Claws. So it's kind of like a huge debate going on.
Well, thank you, Heidi. I'm here with Spinnaker's sports editor, Drew McDonald. Drew, tell me about your top story of the week.
So my top story for Spinnaker Sports is actually a story done by our reporter, Catherine Cavallo. It's about Retta Moore. She's on UNF's women's basketball team. And her first two seasons, she was actually a walk-on to the team. Just didn't get a scholarship. But actually this semester, in a team meeting, she found out about her being on a scholarship. And it kind of just shows how she's developed as a player in terms of defense and also off the court, just being a leader and a good teammate. I think that Coach Price saw that and decided that she's worthy of a scholarship. So within this article, you will see Retta's quotes on her journey to UNF and how she persevered, as well as the coach's thoughts on why he gave her a scholarship.
So she wasn't a recruited player. She walked on the team her freshman year. Mm-hmm. And you said she's been on there for two seasons now, so that makes her a
junior.
Why do you think they decided to give her the scholarship? Do you think it's because of the character that she is showing, or because of her performance on the team? What do you think led up to that decision?
So I'm sure you guys know this, but my first job in UNF was actually as a student manager for women's basketball. So I work with her and the team a lot, even the coach. So being around them, she's a very talented player. Even though she didn't get a lot of minutes, she did most she could. And off the court, she's like majoring in international business. She's like a Spanish like concentration too. She's incredible in the classroom. So I think just her being a great teammate and a good leader, and just she does a lot of stuff with the community too. So just a great human being in general.
That's really nice. Thank you, Drew.
No problem.
Stay tuned after this short break from our creative services department. When we come back, we'll be talking about a story about Friday the 13th.
Hey guys, it's Shiloh. I'm our news marketing director, and I just want to say that you can get all your latest news through our social media. We are at UNF Spinnaker on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, so make sure to follow us on those.
I'm here with Darvin Nelson. He's one of our general assignment reporters. Darvin, what's your top story of the week?
It is Friday the 13th, and it is about the lore of Friday the 13th.
Ooh, like what?
Like the origins of it, like the pop culture that influences the number 13. For instance, Friday the 13th, the movie about Jason. You all know Jason, right?
Jason, the serial killer. What's the name of the camp? Camp?
I don't know. I don't know the name of the camp, but I know that there's like 10 movies about Friday the 13th
featuring Jason.
And yeah, I'm sure that influences the date a lot. Also, there's so many events that happened on Friday the 13th, like all these tragedies, like a cyclone in Bangladesh killing like 300,000 people, or like the murder of Tupac. I mean,
wow.
Terrible.
It's a really spooky date. You guys might want to stay inside. Is there anything special in particular about this Friday the 13th?
Actually, yes. This Friday the 13th, there will be a harvest moon, and it is the first harvest moon to take place on Friday the 13th since 2000. You can also get some tattoos.
For $13, I hear.
Yeah, it would be nice to get like a tattoo for like of the Harvest Moon.
Oh yeah, I know most of them do flash, so you might not get to choose what you get, but I think there are a few that let you choose your tattoo. I know a lot of them you have to have the number 13 in it, but it varies from parlor to parlor. Go ask your local tattoo parlor if you're interested about what their guidelines are on Friday the 13th, and read the story for more information. Thank you, Darvin.
Thank you.
That was Darvin Nelson. He's one of our general assignment reporters. Tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to our sports editor, Drew McDonald, managing editor, Heidi Ortiz, general assignment reporter, Darvin Nelson, and our audio engineer, Madison Roberts. I'm Leanna Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a spooky Friday the 13th, everyone.